Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the July the 26th, 2026. And I have got a wonderful question. Every so often, as per usual, I am blown away by someone's recognition of something that's going on within them that they normally would ignore. And when that happens, when I feel that thing that they have where they really want to know the truth that will set them free, I always answer the questions. The lady that is asking this question is Melissa. I don't know where she lives. I think she lives in the northern part of Oregon, but I could be wrong. The reason I know this is we grew up together years and years and years ago. So she says, I've been listening to your podcasts. Very interesting. You say we do not know love. I love my husband. I love my children. What do you say to that? Well, there's human love and then there's love. I know that we have these affinities for human love because they're based on the bias of our biology. And we love our biological children. We love them. But I will never forget years ago, I was giving a discourse formally, and I was talking about Kahlil Gibran's beautiful work on children. And right in the end of it, I always opened up my discourses to questions at the end of the Sunday deal that I was doing, the discourses then. And this woman asked me the same question you're asking me. I love my kid. I love my children. And she had three. And she said, are you telling me I don't love them? And I said, well, you think you do, I'm sure. But let me ask you the big question. Would you do as much for your children as you would maybe for mine, or would you do as much for mine as you do yours? She looked at me and said, well, of course not. And that ended the conversation. It was obvious. We only love those that love us. We only love those that we think belong to us biologically, psychologically. We live in a psycho-love, this emotional stuff that we like so much. And these emotions are things that make our life very, very difficult. So there you are. There's the difficulty. There's the whole thing. I love my kid more than I would love your child. Well, why? Children are children. Well, they don't belong to me. Oh, in other words, they didn't pass through your body. You didn't make them. Love, real love, has no barriers, no boundaries. And this is frightening to people. They don't want to hear this. They want to think that it's all about clan. If you love your husband, you love your wife, you love your children, and you do for them and you're dutiful to them, then you've done all you can and that's enough. But it's enough for the world, but not enough to awaken your soul, awaken you to your soul. And until that moment has happened, what do I have? But my love is a bias. Taking care of what's in front of me is a very important thing to do. But when I'm asked to love those that maybe are my enemy, people that don't like me, people that don't agree with me, whatever, people that have hurt me, people that I have hurt, when I only love those who I'm copacetic with, then I don't really achieve anything. I fall away from real love. That's why people will say to me, you know, I don't understand why this, that, and the other has happened to me. I've been loyal to my family. I've loved my family, blah, 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 that kind of thing. But you got to understand how this all works. And I don't think people have the capacity to do that. So when I look at all of this and I look at people in general, I see why things happen to them the way they do and how they want to believe that they're a victim and they don't really understand the nature of their life nor the meaning or what it is to truly love. You are love. You don't love others. You are love. If I love others, then it's from my ego, my vanity, my pride. You have to sit with this meditatively. You are love. And once you truly understand you are love, that is when the awakening begins to happen. Then you will live feeling loved. You will live loved. And that will change everything about anything you ever do. You will love your children more. You will understand them more deeply. You will love all things more deeply. You will be the love of your life, your real life. But to do so, well, it requires a real sense of kindness, compassion, devotion. Devotion to the awakening of yourself, to your soul. And then in that soulfulness, in that great beauty that lives within you, you awaken to the fact, the truth, the light, that you are love. It is very, very important. Most people are not able to do this. Not at all. They're not able to do anything that is substantial. They only do the things they do because that's the things they do. It's their family heritage, their genealogy, all of that. And they're proud of that and they think that's everything, but it's not. Consider where you come from, not biologically, but spiritually. You are on a spiritual journey, whether you know it or not. And you and I make it a journey because we refuse to accept things that are obvious, that are simple, that bring us closer to our oneness with love. Love frightens people. It looks like you're living out of control. I mean, what would you be like without your enemy? What would you be like? What would you be like without your friend? What if there were no friends? There were no enemies. What if you didn't make an enemy out of someone? Or you didn't make them a friend? You just realize they're in your life and you are love. And maybe they came to drink from the waters of your heart. And maybe if you let them drink of those waters, you give it to them, you will find liberation. You will find another way to live your life that is beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. You can do this. But to do it would require a great deal of effort. And who wants to put effort into something they don't think they're going to get much out of? And that's the problem. This is the way we live. I have mine, you have yours. That's the end of it. And you can't have any of mine, and I don't want any of yours. Living like this has produced a lot of war, poverty, sickness. We are all one, whether we know it or not. And when we break that bond of love by thinking that we are right and others are wrong, we've placed ourselves in very, very precarious positions. Yeah, you love your children, you love your husband. But do you really love? Do you live loved, or do you live in suspicion and doubt of what it means to have a real life? Just be with it. Thank you all for listening. I'm very grateful you were here. May this serve you well. I'll be back on the air next week. Please, please always forgive me, huh? Namaste.